Congressman Bill Heisinger from Holland on the line with us, a Republican, as he is every week. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today, other than $4.29 gas?
Ow! I mean, come on!
It's killing us. This is going to put a drag on this economic recovery that we're starting to see, which has to be addressed.
Yeah, I didn't realize, but Joanne brought it to my attention yesterday, that it's the highest price in the continental U.S.
Yeah, that is hugely problematic. So we've got to get a better handle on this. And look, we know at the end of the day, we can produce as much energy as we possibly can, but if you don't have this system in place to refine it as well and put it in its final product, it's like growing as much wheat as you want, but not having enough mills to be able to grind it into flour.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. No, yeah. We have more recoverable oil here in America than any place in the world. And you look at what is happening in North Dakota and West Texas and soon Southern Illinois. It could be happening in Michigan, because of the natural gas deposits and so forth that we have here. And energy, Congressman, I think is our ticket out of this economic stagnation we're in.
No, I think absolutely. Look, we want North American energy independence versus being dependent on our fine friends like Venezuela, Nigeria.
Yeah, our
friends
good
in the
friends.
Middle East. This is much better. I would much rather work with the Canadians than Venezuelans.
We're on the line this morning with Congressman Bill Heisinger, a Republican from Holland. Let's talk a little bit about Susan Rice. Surprised by what went down, apparently, for a transparent government. I think this is the latest effort to make sure that it's not.
Well, it is. This is sort of the MO of the president, I think, and sort of his Chicago politics, which is, you get in my face, I'm going to shove right back. And to do something like this with Susan Rice, who everybody acknowledges and knows that she could not and would not have been confirmed as Secretary of State. He's kind of going around that whole process. It's his choice to keep who he wants around him. I just think it's a poor choice.
Yeah, and shifting to something even more upsetting this morning than gas or Susan Rice, the British newspaper The Guardian reporting, and I'm sure you've heard this, that the National Security Agency is now collecting the telephone records of me, because I'm a Verizon customer, and Joanne, because she's a Verizon customer, and Amanda Wall, our producer, because she's a Verizon customer. 121 million people across America. Every phone call I make, receive, no matter whether it's within the United States or overseas, now it's going to the NSA. What in the world is going on? Now they're looking at every single thing I do.
Well, and you can count me in on that as well. I'm one of those customers, and this does not sit well with anybody. So that is exactly why we need to have oversight by the legislative bodies to ask those hard questions, to say, what are you doing? What are you thinking here? And, we've got to be very, very careful when we are starting to intrude in on people's personal space like this.
Careful.
It's not acceptable.
It just seems like they just go, storming in. They do as they please. They go and get the email records of the Associated Press. They target James Rosen and accuse him of being a terrorist, basically, from Fox News. They're looking at my phone records. We've got drones flying overhead taking pictures of who knows what. At some point, I feel like I'm just a rat in a cage. I mean, they're looking at me, monitoring me, looking at my credit cards. Here next year, I believe it's when the Internal Revenue Service will require that I put all my banking information, all my account information, routing numbers, amounts, accounts, everything. Excuse me? What country am I in?
Yeah, I thought there was a book written about this a while back by George Orwell. And,
I've heard of that.
I thought we had pretty much determined that we didn't want to live out 1984. And we have got to continue to battle back against this. And ask those tough questions. So I can tell you this, I'm going to be talking to my colleagues who have oversight and finding out what in the world's going on with that phone record situation.
When we had the members of these conservative groups discussing what they had gone through before Congress and the Democrats coming back in essence saying perhaps it was your fault that you were targeted, did that serve Democrats very well? Would they have been better served not to say anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, here's the funny thing about facts. They will come out. and they will end up, making this government look bad, and making this IRS look bad. I witnessed it. We had Jack Lew in front of our Financial Services Committee the first time he had appeared since the IRS scandal had broke. And some of my colleagues on the other side were trying to trot out specific, well, here's a letter that such and such a group sent out. Don't you think that's political? It fell flat as a pancake because, look, left, right, or center, there is no governmental agency that's more feared than the IRS.
Without
question. Everybody.
Yeah.
And they know it. And we know as citizens, and to their credit, I think a number of my colleagues have sort of come around on this. They get it. It might be the conservatives this time around, but if we allow the IRS to be used as a political weapon, it's going to be them next time.
Congressman,
and
we have to leave it right
acceptable.
There. Congressman, I greatly appreciate it. You are our last line of defense, so please find some answers because, I mean, at some point it just becomes frightening, period.
You got it.
Thank you. Congressman Bill Heisinger, Republican from Holland.